The Wright brothers first took flight in 1903, and that plane is in the Smithsonian in Washington. But the brothers said there was a much more important plane than that first one, and that version is here. The story of that historic craft is this edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Brady Kress is certainly proud of one of the original exhibits at Carillon Park in Dayton, Ohio. It's the 1905 Wright Flyer III. The first of the Wright's planes is in the Smithsonian, but it may not be as important as this plane in Dayton.
The Kitty Hawk 1903 flyer at the Smithsonian did four hops and it was done. It told the Wright brothers, it proved to them that this idea was possible, but it didn't fly very well and they couldn't really control it.
Orville and Wilbur developed the new and improved 1905 Wright Flyer, what they described as the world's first practical airplane.
They could turn, they could bank, they could land and take off again and fly until they ran out of fuel. So it was considered practical. They worked it out, and that's the one that's here. Orville Wright restored it for our founder, Edward Deeds. They were good friends.
Orville also designed the building that houses his plane. Some might think it's an odd way to view the historic aircraft.
When you go into different aircraft museums, they hang these planes up in the sky. Orville Wright said that the only way to really understand how this flew, other than flying it around yourself, was to look down on it. And so it's kind of in a pit. It's kind of in a swimming pool. And you can walk all the way around it and look down on the controls and get pretty close to it.
You could say this museum was part of Orville's retirement plans.
Orville Wright lived until 1948. His older brother, Wilbur, passed away in 1912. And so Orville had quite a long retirement. And when he was approached by Edward Deeds to put this museum together, they started designing this building.
Today, thousands of visitors see that historic plane every year. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.